What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Wright, of course, before he retired recently, ran the Minnesota United. Before that, the Timberwolves. He's been a professional soccer player. He's been involved with soccer a lot of his adult life and certainly sports for all of it. And he had a chance to probably really take a deep breath, I hope, and appreciate a little bit last night. He joins us at the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Chris, what was it like last night to have been there, you know, since the beginning of Allianz for you, and you're, you know, you've been with this franchise for a while, and to see a glorious night like that, what was that like for you?
You know what, Mike, it was incredible because when you look back, you know, over my brief stint, 5 years with MNUFC. At the beginning of that stint, we set out some goals, some five-year goals for the stadium, and one of which was when we opened the stadium in the first year, you know, could we be the stadium of the year inside of the MLS? And ESPN voted us that after 1 year, but also after 3-4 years, could we host an all-star game in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and bring the best players in South America and North America together and showcase, you know, where this game has gone and grown over the last four or five years or so. And to see it over the weekend and on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and it manifest itself in these incredible events in the Commons outside of the Viking Stadium on Monday night, to see the Skills Challenge. And that's a made-for-TV event, but still to have 8,000 people there for the Skills Challenge. And then last night to walk in there and see 19,700 people, really with a tremendous sort of partisan crowd for the local players, yes, but also for the Mexican players who are incredibly talented, incredibly skilled. All of that happening in the midway of St. Paul. It was really, truly remarkable.
What was your take on, what was the makeup of the crowd? Was it generally local across the border? Were there a lot of people that traveled here for the All-Star game? Who was it?
You know, it was interesting because I normally have a parking pass for all of our games.
Yeah.
But because of the MLS, you know, they control all the parking passes. They have a tremendous number of VIPs coming in. So I had to park about maybe 6-7 blocks away from the game. Yeah. And walking in to see all of the different team names on jerseys, both domestic and from Mexico, was remarkable. I mean, it was incredible. And when you ask people, hey, who are you here to support tonight? You know, they would say Chivas from Guadalajara in Mexico.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Club America from, you know, we have two players playing from Club America. It was absolutely unbelievable. Where are you from? Well, we came in from Chicago for the game. A couple of people came in from Kansas City for the game. A couple of people came in from St. Louis for the game as you're just walking into the stadium. So if that is what the makeup of the crowd was, I'm sure that 50% of the crowd was sort of local. It was probably season ticket members that we had at Minnesota United who wanted to support Dane St. Clair and Reynoso, and you know, as they played for the MLS All-Stars. But there was a tremendous number of Hispanic fans from all over the country coming here to watch their favorite players who play on their favorite teams back in Mexico, who were part of the Mexican All-Star team that was put on the field last night.
Put your marketing hat on for a second. What does this do in terms of boosting the brand or the profile of the United locally, just to get that kind of attention? And to, you know, when you're in the middle of it, it sends a message to a lot of people that might be on the fringe as fans.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, I mean, there's so many different ways that you could look at that. But I mean, if you just take a look at, say, the local media, and you know, here we are talking, you know, to you tonight about, you know, the game itself. But if you take a look at the media that started really Saturday as everybody started to arrive for the game. And then if you, you know, we all have threads of different sort of media outlets that have reported on the game. You know, that game was televised into 180 different countries around the world. So, you know, the brand last night exploded. What the impact locally is that your goalkeeper, Dane St. Clair, last night was the MVP of the game. And, you know, how great is that? He made three incredible saves in the period of time that he was in goal last night, kept a clean sheet, and, you know, kept the MLS All-Stars in the game. Reynoso had an incredible first half, you know, and, you know, really raised his stock both locally, nationally, and internationally last night by the way that he played. So, you know, all of that. And then you take a look at everything that was going on social media. All it does is broaden the base, broaden sort of the awareness of Allianz Field, Minnesota United, increases the base, the following of, you know, this incredible, great franchise that we put in the Midway. You know, and it just continues to create the demand of sellouts at the stadium. You know, we continue, or they now, not we, they now continue to sell out, you know, every single game, which is absolutely phenomenal for the game of soccer in this marketplace.
Chris Wright is our guest. You know, I'll give you another example. Dane St. Clair, you know, obviously I cover sports, so I know his story. He wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year, and now he's an all-star. He had a bad game last week against Colorado, but he's an all-star. And he's tremendously athletic. But all of a sudden, people hear his story, and they go, oh, what do you mean he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year? A lot of people get brought in, and now they take note of stories, don't they, and storylines, and who is Adrian Heath, and who is Reynoso, et cetera.
Yeah, and you know, the beautiful thing about United is that, you know, you've got, I think it was, when I left anyway, there were 17 different nationalities on that roster.
Wow.
Of about 28 players. So these players are from all over the world. So it's sort of the melting pot. So it so reflects our community. You know, when I came on board 5 years ago, we did some research on the number of languages and dialects that are spoken in the Twin Cities. 251.
Really?
Nobody understands that there are 251 languages and dialects spoken in the Twin Cities marketplace. 17 different nationalities on the team. And so every one of these players has its own following, because all of these people that live in our market are from, you know, whether you're first, second, third generation, you are from somewhere that plays the game, you have your own club, you follow your national team, and now you know that Dane St. Clair, actually, who is Canadian, has come from Canada and is now playing on this team. Reynoso, who is Argentinian, is playing on this team, and arguably, they were the best two players on the pitch last night, you know, for the MLS All-Stars.
I thought so. Go ahead.
It's incredible that all of these players have their own individual following, but what it sort of assimilates into and accumulates into is this incredible following for the beautiful game now in our market.
You know what comes next, though, Chris, and you know this is good news. But when people started yipping about Adrian Heath and should he keep coaching this year, early in the year, and obviously they've gone on a hot streak since then. But I thought, you know, this is the first sign. This is what comes with success, isn't it? Yeah, because now they're starting to, okay, it ain't just we're going out to the Allianz to see the game. Now we want them to win.
Yeah, it's isn't it wonderful? I mean, sports is wonderful. I mean, you know, you're this sort of dirty little secret for a while, and suddenly you emerge into mainstream, and you're competing with all of the other, you know, major league franchises here in town, and, you know, for fandom, for space, for share of voice, just like tonight on your show, share of voice is, you know, very, very important. And your fans who take the social media particularly, you're going to have the positives, and then you're going to have the naysayers. And, you know, it's great. It's great that there are naysayers out there, because it leads to debate and conversation. And, you know, you know where you stand on any topic. And Adrian is obviously a hot topic every now and again. But nobody can argue with what Adrian Heath has done over the last maybe 2 months to right the ship, get tactics right, and then basically, even with a lot of injuries, you know, get the type of results that he has gotten, got them into they were in the third place for a long, long time, but now in the fourth place of the Western Conference. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing when people start to really care about their franchises, and we certainly have that here in the Twin Cities, and all it does is just attract more and more people to, you know, the franchise and the club, you know, that we have and the beautiful game of soccer.
Chris, appreciate it very much. Glad you were able to enjoy it last night after putting the work in and building the blocks. I'm glad that you and the rest had a night like that last night to just take a look at it and enjoy it.
Thanks, Mike. Anytime.
You bet. Chris Wright, nice enough to join us.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And, of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.